It's that time again to get bourbon strong with Give270. Purchase your $50 tickets for your chance to win from our 50 bourbon prizes. Don't miss out on rare bottles and grand prizes like the legendary Pappy Set, a Weller Rainbow, and the Blood Oath Trilogy. Hurry, only 3,000 tickets are available. Single bottle winners go back in for the grand prize draw. Will you win the ultimate Pappy Set or one of our other incredible prizes? Get your tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
Welcome back. It's another Whiskey Quickie, and today we're looking at a brand that was lost to Prohibition but is now being reborn, and it is W.H. McBrayer Kentucky Straight Bourbon. So I've got some details here, so hang on, because there is a lot of history here that I was really unknown about until I started really digging into their website and kind of reading through, and this is like the abridged version when we start getting into this.
Should I take a seat?
You should probably, yeah, maybe pull up a cot, because this might take a second.
All right.
In 1851, after being elected as Anderson County's first judge, W.H. became simply known as the Judge, and this moniker would follow him for the rest of his life, where he went on to be elected to the Kentucky State Senate, but as a busy political career never stopped him from building his own whiskey business. And W.H. was a newly elected senator when he began to give serious attention to his distillery. In 1856, he expanded his operations. But at the advice of his wife, Mary, the judge made the decision to rename his distillery Cedar Brook. Now, Cedar Brook, have you heard of that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right. Kentucky Owl.
It's all starting to come together here. Yep. Oh, it even comes together even more. Just hang on. Cedar Brook would eventually grow to be the world-renowned brand, with every bottle proudly displaying the McBrayer family name as a sign of best quality. Now, I don't have the time to give you the whole history here, because you can go read more on their website, but W.H. had connections to W.B. Saffel, Rippey, Charles M. Dedman of Kentucky Owl, and even E.H. Taylor himself, where they were trading hands and selling distilleries back and forth. The judge passed in 1888, but the name of Cedar Brook was sold to Julius Kessler and ultimately fell to Prohibition in 1922. 90 years later, the McBrayers are resurrecting the family business, and in 2016, they have their first release, they started distilling back in 2016, and now they have their first release using a specially formulated yeast strain and heirloom grains. This is a barrel strength of batch 1. Their mash bill that they're using is 88.4% Bloody Butcher corn, 5.8% rye, and 5.8% barley.
Wow. So, that sounds like a Tennessee whiskey almost.
I mean,
you know, usually they're in the 80s and 5.5, something like that.
True. And you also get like these point differences. Like that's very precise. Very precise. It is contract distilled at Wilderness Trail, and it is a sweet mash bourbon. So they have 5 barrels that were done as a part of this first release, and they were aged they were all aged 4 years and 4.5 months. It's 103.6 proof, and the SRP is $100. However, all of the bottles were sold out to the McBrayer Legacy Club. So if you want to learn more, you need to go and find out on their website.
All right. I'm thirsty now after all that history.
It's a long
one.
It's
pretty cool though.
And like I said, there was some cool history there that I didn't know about before, but we'll see if it translates into the whiskey that they're doing here. So onto the nose.
It's an interesting note.
I'm gonna put like, I want to say bitter right off the nose, but
it kind of smells like a corn husk.
Yes, that's like what I'm looking for.
I don't know. You go to like a fall festival or a farm, you know, you take your kids to, you overpay for everything, and they get like the grilled corn, you know, they give you, and I don't know.
$10 pumpkin.
Yeah.
Yeah. $40 to pick your own apples.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I was about to say next. There's a little like candy apple smell in there, but I got that corn kind of husk kind of nose on the front end for me.
I agree. I think
like
you nailed it on that one.
Cooked corn husk,
yeah,
not a raw one.
Yeah, it was like you put in the oven or put on your grill for a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, so on to the taste.
It's interesting.
There's definitely has a different taste to it.
Yeah, it's like a kettle corn kind of note to me, like
a minty taste.
And I know, but I was about to say I was kind of moving into like a spearminty kind of taste. Like at the front end, I was kind of getting like strong kettle corn, like caramel, creamy kettle corn. And then it kind of moves into like a rye flavor profile almost.
Right. I'm trying to think, like there's a candy, it's an old school candy that comes in a tube wrapper, and there's like these little wafers that are like
a Nico.
Yes, those. Yeah. Like that's what it tastes like to me. But
been so long since I've had one, I don't know what that tastes like.
But hey, you nailed it right off the top of your head there.
But I assume it tastes like kettle corn with a little bit of minty rye.
It's like the little mint, but you know, you get that powder around it or whatever it is. All right. On to the rating here. So on the nose, what are you thinking here?
Thumbs up. I kind of like the nose. I don't know.
There I think it was some different.
Interesting thing. They're different. I kind of liked it.
Yeah. And the taste.
I'm going to go sideways.
I definitely agree.
It's so unique. I'm still trying to grapple what's going on here. So there's some good things, but there's some weird things. So I'm still trying to grapple with it.
It's for me.
It's interesting though.
For me, yeah, it's interesting. It's something that like you want to try, but you're not going to go to it day after day after day after day.
Yeah.
You're going to want to think, oh, I want to try this, and I want to have friends try it to be like, this is new and interesting, but you're not going to say, like, I'm going to make this my new staple. Like,
correct.
In my opinion, that's the way it's going to go.
Yep.
And on the finish?
Sideways. I mean, there's not a ton there on the end. You know, a little bit of that minty kind of sits there, but it's pretty, falls off. You know, there's nothing offensive about it, but nothing spectacular.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it's different. It's unique. I don't think we've had kind of a bourbon.
I don't think I've ever had anything taste like it, really.
Yeah, so I think that gives you the unique factor, which might give it an extra three-quarter thumbs up somewhere in there. Right?
Yep.
With that, cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.